We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
I ain't trying to be Donkey today no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlemagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
That is you. Donkey of the Day for Monday, May 9th goes to 52-year-old David Neal. David Neal is a hotel manager at the Hilton Hotel in downtown Nashville. Salute to everybody in Nashville. I love Nashville. I call Nashville White Atlanta. He's been charged with aggravated burglary and assault after he reportedly entered a guest room and sucked on something.
What?
Let's go to News Channel 5 for the report, please.
Peter Brennan was fast asleep inside the Hilton downtown Nashville when he woke up to a nightmare.
I awoke to a gentleman, an employee of the Hilton, assaulting me.
He claims he saw a hotel employee performing sexual acts on his feet.
What?
Instantly jumped up and was screaming, you know, went into sort of fact-finding mode. Who are you? Why are you in my room? What are you doing here? But I could see he was wearing a uniform, his name tag on, and then he was talking to me, but not giving me any like substantive answers.
So how did he get inside? Peter thinks the hotel employee may have cloned his room key and let himself right into the room. Brennan called in Metro Police, who launched an investigation. They discovered the employee was actually the night manager, David Neal, and have issued a warrant for his arrest. And it turns out this isn't his only run-in with the law. As for Peter, this whole episode is still a nightmare he keeps reliving.
I'm having problems sleeping, frankly, going through some PTSD, talking to a therapist.
This is not funny.
Yes, it is.
You wake up to me.
David, the hotel manager, came into this man Peter's room, and he didn't even try to suck his Peter. He sucked his toes. Okay, salute to my girls' horrible decisions. Because of them, I learned about kink shaming, and I'm not kink shaming here. I'm crime shaming. All right, I don't care if you have a fetish for toes. If that's your thing, do what you want to do. But breaking into a guest hotel room to suck their toes is a level of criminology that I've never seen before. All right, people take penitentiary chances all day, every day. But to risk your freedom because you want to perform fellatio on somebody's foot?
I just think everybody needs to calm down.
Woof.
Just relax. You can wash the spit off.
What?
It's not a big... Yo, act like
he's a crime.
He broke into my room and started sucking my toes?
Yeah, not your weenie. That, like, it was your toes.
It's still a crime. You don't even know... First of all, that man... You don't know where that man's foot has been. Okay?
Or that man's mouth has been.
What if he had athlete's foot? What if he had the gout? Okay? I don't even know if those things are contagious, but what if and why? All right?
The gout? The gout? Yo, you can get that from sucking somebody's toe?
I don't know.
What if he had herpes on his lip or something? He sucked my toes.
Yes. And it's a crime, people. Are we forgetting it's a crime?
A toe herpes is not as bad as a lip one.
Huh?
Anyway, go ahead. Anyway, I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, most people go to hotels to get some buns. This dude, David, goes to hotels to get some bunions. Okay? On top of this just being a sick-ass crime, what about corns? All right? And I still don't understand why this man didn't wake up and put the other foot that you didn't have in your that you didn't have in his mouth in that man's ass. Okay? Like, you should have been... Wouldn't you just start swinging on the dude if you woke up and the dude was just sucking on your toes?
Yeah. I mean, not me. Yeah, y'all. I mean, y'all guys. I wake up and it's like, oh my God.
No, you wouldn't.
What are you giving?
No, you wouldn't. If you were in a hotel room and you woke up to a random person sucking on your toes, no, you would not, Jess.
Oh my God.
You start yelling, screaming, swinging.
Depending on the Costa from the night before, it's like, oh my God, did I bring you here? Okay.
Jesus. I don't think y'all realize the level of perverted, twisted sickness this man is on.
No, you're right.
All right, now I'm right.
You're right, yo. You're right. You're right.
Not to mention, is he one of Jeffrey Dahmer's interns? Yes, because this got to be the beginning stages of cannibalism. This was a taste test.
Hey, yo.
He was clearly in the mood for some tofu. I'm getting a rim shot.
A rim shot? Wow. Put up bum teesh.
Yo, I might have to take him on tour, man. He got so much better. Hold up.
People do stuff like this all the time. They taste a little bit and then not eat it. I saw Jess do that last night with some chicken saute. Took a bite.
That was horrible.
You didn't like the sauce? You put it down?
I didn't. Yeah, no. Right. No.
You like the peanut sauce? Peanut sauce?
Nah, first of all, I didn't like how the chicken satay looked. It looked like a flaming hot Cheeto.
That's not supposed to look.
Yeah, no.
No?
Yeah. Listen, man, I know dogs is a delicacy in some country, but David, you put your mouth on the wrong dogs, all right? If you go to this hotel and, you know, David asks you if you want room service, just know if you say yes, that's you agreeing to put your foot in his mouth, okay? Look, some donkey today's just sell themselves. Please give David Neal the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh-hoo. You are the donkey of the day.
Oh, you know what I want to do.
Okay.
I want to play a game.
Let's play a game of Guess What Race It Is! David Neal, hotel manager at the Hilton Hotel in downtown Nashville, broke into a man's hotel room and sucked a man named Peter's toes. DJ Envy, guess what race he is?
White.
Okay. You said that with no hesitation. Jess Hilarious, David Neal, 52 years old, hotel manager at the Hilton Hotel in downtown Nashville, broke into a man named Peter's hotel room and sucked on his toes. Jess Hilarious, guess what race it is?
I'm going to say he's white, but I thought he was black because I know a David Neal and he's black.
Okay.
But given that you said, like, Nashville is the white Atlanta,
yeah.
I definitely said white.
DJ Envy and Jess Hilarious, both of you are correct. He is Caucasian.
Yay! That's right.
The key was Nashville, white Atlanta. If this was Atlanta, Atlanta, that man wouldn't have been sneaking in that room to suck on no toes. You know what he'd have been sucking on?
Listen.
Just saying.
You know what I'm saying.
You're right. You're right. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Now, shout to BET. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace, BET.
Jess, tell BET peace.
Peace.
Bye. Peace. I'll be back tomorrow. And it did it.
All right, everybody else, 800-585-1051. We were talking earlier about your worst job that you ever had. I remember how this conversation came about, but Teslin Figueroa, when we were doing Front Page News, Teslin said she was an Uber driver.
And Jess lied, because I always thought Jess worked at a morgue back in the day, but she said
she lied about that. I didn't.
Which one?
Allegedly. Come on, finish what you want to say.
So 800.
She told that story very convincing.
1051, what's the worst job that you've had? Charlamagne worked at Taco Bell.
I worked at Taco Bell. I worked at a flower garden.
I tell you, I worked at telemarketing.
I sold crack. That's actually the worst job. Selling crack was the worst job.
That's pretty bad. Yeah, but I was in telemarketing. Listen to my telemarketing voice.
Okay.
I did telemarketing,
Turn the music down. Hi, this is DJ Edmar.
You never said that.
Hi, this is Sean from Pelco Fuel. How are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm good. You didn't even say Rush on.
Hi, I hear a kid in the background.
Code switching.
Yes. Oh, that's great. I have a young child as well. You're trying to save money for his college and his future, correct? I can save you money on home heating fuel. All you have to do is let us in your house. We can tell you how much we save you, and all that extra money we can just, you know, put towards your college tuition. So when are you available for an appointment?
Never. That is so dope, Sean.
I'm busy. Can I go now?
Sean, that's it.
I did telemarketing. I used to be the guy that would try to sell you 10 CDs for a penny.
Go. Let me see.
I don't remember that spiel.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd be like, y'all got that new Jay-Z? What's up?
Nah.
What? Not what's up. Hey, yo. Don't ever what's up. I got that new Jay-Z.
What was your worst job? 800-585-1051 is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The yo. Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.